Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday, sunny all day, 95 degrees.
what a beautiful Sunday is going to be. Okay? Today's word of the day is Jeopardy. Jeopardy is today's word of the day. Jeopardy is a noun, and jeopardy means exposure to death, loss, or injury. Danger. Okay? Jeopardy means exposure to death, loss, or injury. In other words, jeopardy is danger. The second meaning is the danger that an accused person is subjected to when on trial for a criminal offense. Jeopardy is the danger that an accused person is subjected to when on trial for a criminal offense. People say his life is in jeopardy. That means he's in danger of being sent to jail for life, or, you know, someone may have a gun to the head, or anything like that. That's being in jeopardy, exposure to death, loss, or injury. Okay, he jeopardized his life by saving someone else's life. All right, that's jeopardy. That's a good word, and you guys should use it, right? Jeopardy. Now, before I get into today's show, I wanted to say thanks to my high school classmates for a great time last night. It was the 33rd anniversary of school graduation. We graduated on June 11th, 1982. Okay, and of course yesterday was June 11th, and we had a good turnout of classmates, and we went to the tavern at J.I. Creek is on Camp Creek in the marketplace right there, and we had a great time. It was crowded, but we got there in plenty of time to get us some nice tables right next to each other, so we were right there with each other, and it started to get crowded. And I know you guys are listening, and thanks for listening in, but we did have a good time, and again, it got crowded because of the game was on, a lot of the game, but you know, it was loud. You had to scream to the top of your voice to talk to each other, but we had a great time, right? And I got a little tipsy towards the end there, but it was all good. And but thanks to Marcus and Rhonda and more great friends, Chris and Ryan, Valerie Andrews, some other folks that I didn't know. I mean, you know, they weren't in our class, okay, but they were there. Don't know why, but they were there. But again, we had a great time, and we have to do it again soon. See, because we don't get together too often, when we do get together, we blow it out a little bit too much. Okay, we blow it out a little bit too much. But, you know, everyone was buying pitchers of beer and wings, and we all were eating off each other's plates and, you know, drinking each other's beer. But it was all good, right? It was all good. We had a great time. And again, guys, thanks for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I see more people are joining the show right now, and welcome to the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, Thank you guys for tuning in, and please call if you have a comment, or, you know, again, if you just want to call and say hello, I don't mind that, you know, as well. Today's show is entitled, Let's Get Rid of Our Credit Card Debt. Y'all want to do that? So we're going to have to, yeah, I want you guys to get a pencil and a piece of paper for this show, because I'm going to share with you how I got out of credit card debt. I did it, my wife and I did it in less than 2 years, okay? And I'm not ashamed of what I was, where I was. I'm definitely not ashamed of where I am now, and I want to share this with you. Maybe you guys could use this in your situation. Maybe you're in a situation similar to what I was in, and you can get out of it in less than 2 years, just as I did. Now, I went and sat and talked with a financial advisor. Well, we did. And, you know, again, you can walk yourself out of debt with what you're making. You know, no one is making too little money to get out of debt if you're in debt, okay? And no one is, you know, you see people that's making a lot of money, and you think, hey, they got money, and they're living high on the hog. You think they don't have credit card bills and all this. You think they got all this money stacked up. Well, most of them don't. Most of them are in your same situation. And that's what I couldn't get through my head when I was doing this, is that most people, it doesn't matter how much money they're making or whatever, they're in deep. Most of them are in deep, just like you and I. Okay, and the more money you make, the more money you spend, and the more debt you can get in, because people give you more money to create more debt. Okay, so this is just a simple thing that I did to get out of credit card debt. Now I don't have any credit card debt, and I'm not blowing my horn or anything like that. Don't feel like that, because I was in pretty far. I was, you know, we were close to $80,000 in credit card debt, and that's, you know, that's not nothing to shake your spoon at or whatever. But we were making a lot of money. And, again, when you make more money, you know, they give you more money to spend, or more debt that you can get in. And people buy into that. So, anyway. 818-301-5834 is the number that you guys can call in and share your experience if you want. But I'm going to go through this pretty quickly and share with you how to get out of your credit card debt in less than 2 years. And once I got out of my credit card debt, I started living better and less stressed financially. I mean, everything. Took my wife out of work, and she started her accounting business, her accounting practice, and now she's doing well in that. So she didn't have a 9-to-5, okay? She had a business to go to, but she didn't have a 9-to-5 because of the credit card debt and the way that we got out of it. She was able to do that. So here we go. You're going to write down from your lowest credit card. Say you got a Visa at $3,000 is the balance on it, okay? And then your highest credit card is, let's say, maybe a Discover. okay? And I wrote this stuff down. You got to discover it. Let's say $8,000 is your highest balance on your credit cards. And then you got another Visa from another company, and you got a MasterCard. So let's say you have four cards, and you've got 8, 12, 16, 19. Say you got $25,000 in credit card debt, all right? And you got, let's say your lowest payment is $35 a month on your low Visa. Okay, you're paying $35 a month on your Visa. Write that down. Visa and whatever you're paying on. Okay, I'm using this as an example so you guys can do this as an example of what I'm doing. Visa, $35 a month. You got MasterCard, you're paying $75 a month. Okay, you got another Visa that you're paying $65 a month on. Okay, and you got your Discover with that $8,000 balance that you're paying $120 a month on. Okay. $120 and $65, that's $185, and $75 is $260, and then another $35. So you're paying $295 a month in credit card debt. Okay. Stay with me now. Okay, you're paying $295 a month in credit card debt. Now, you're going from you're going to take your lowest card, which is your Visa, and you're going to pay on it. Let's say you've been paying a little more on your other cards than your minimum payment. Okay, on all your cards, you've been paying a little more than your minimum payment. Stop doing that. Okay. What you're going to do is you're going to pay these last three cards your highest balances. You're going to start paying your minimum balance on those cards. And you're going to take your highest Visa, your lowest Visa that you're paying $35 a month on, and you're going to take the money that you've been paying extra on these other cards and $35 a month. And let's say you start paying $65 a month on your lowest credit card instead of $35. Okay? You've been paying $35, now you're going to pay $65 a month. That's going to push that card, the balance down on that card so fast that you wouldn't believe it. And then if you're able to, you can pay it early. That'll save you money and interest if you pay it a little bit earlier than usual. Don't wait to the due date to pay it. Pay it a little earlier because it's a few days before. If you pay it a few days before the due date, then you done saved on some interest right there because your card accrues interest daily. So if you pay it a little early, that interest for the rest of those days until your due date is going to fall. Okay? Y'all with me? So, once you get that top Visa paid off, that three grand balance paid off, you're paying $65 a month, you're going to get it paid off pretty quickly. So now, don't go out and say, okay, I got $3,000 on this Visa that I can use to go out and shop. No, don't use it for that. Okay, use it every month, but put something simple on it. Maybe buy a tank of gas and use it on it for a tank of gas or something each month, and pay it off. Okay, so now you freed up $65 a month. It's not really freed up, but you paid off that car. So now you're gonna take that $65 a month that you were paying on that car, and push it to that next lowest credit card, which is that MasterCard that you've been paying $75 a month on. So now instead of paying $75 a month, you're going to add that $65 a month that you were paying on your other card that you just paid off. Now you're paying $140 a month towards that next card, the MasterCard. You're paying $140 a month on that $4,000 balance that thing is going to go away pretty fast. Okay? Now, you pay off that MasterCard. I don't know how long it's going to take you. I didn't calculate all this stuff. But once you get that one paid off, now you got two credit cards that you paid off. Now you only have two to go. Now, that other Visa from the other company that you were paying $65 a month on, now you were paying $140 a month on that next lowest MasterCard. Now you take that $140 and add it to the $65 that you're already paying. So now you're paying $205 a month on that $4,000 balance that you have on that Visa card. You know how fast that $4,000 is going to go away paying $205 a month on it? How much interest you're going to save? And if you do this, guys, and continue to do this and continue to be disciplined at this, you'll get this done pretty quickly. Then you take that $205 that you've been paying that you paid off that Visa with. Now you got three credit cards paid off, and you go and start attacking that biggest balance on that Discover that you've been paying $120 a month on religiously, and that balance never seems to go anywhere. Now you take that $205 that you were paying on that other card that you just paid off, pay that, plus the $120. Now you're paying $325 a month on that Visa card instead of $120 a month. Now that $8,000 balance starts to dwindle down mighty, mighty fast. Okay? And you'll see yourself in 2 years being totally out a credit card debt, if you can discipline yourself to do that. Now you say, Frank, well, things happen during the year and during the years and all that. Yeah, things do happen. But now you paid these other cards off, you got thousands of dollars in credit card money sitting out there that you can use when something comes up. When someone on an emergency or something comes up, you can take one of those credit cards and bam, let's get it done. I gotta have my car for work. Pay for it, get it fixed. You got $3,000 on that low Visa card that you paid off. Take that money, take that credit card, get that thing fixed. Get your car fixed. Don't play around with it. Okay? Don't play around with it. Take it and, you know, and get it fixed. Right? You got to have your car for work. All right? So, you know, that's what I did. And because of that, we were able to get out of debt mighty quickly. And I've been living on cash for the last 6 years. We've been living on cash for the last 6 years. And, you know, when something comes up as a big item, big ticket, something that comes up, maybe, you know, God forbid, but, you know, your transmission goes out on the car or something. All my cars are paid for except for my truck. And say you, and I've got four cars, okay? So, and say something, your transmission goes out on your car or something. Now you've got a Visa card that's sitting out there with a $3,000 limit on it that you don't have a balance on. But you got $3,000 that you can take and say, hey, and go somewhere reputable and say, hey, put me a transmission in this truck or in this car. And you got That's gonna be a $1,200 job. Well, here's my visa. Charge it. Okay? And then you take that money that you have freed up from paying off these other credit cards and pay that monthly bill. Get it paid off again. Your transmission gonna last longer than that balance. With me? And you can, or you can take this money that you freed up from credit cards, it's $325 a month, and start putting it away and adding to your savings account. And you can do that, and then you'll have money in your savings account where you wouldn't even have to go to a Visa card or something to get something fixed. You can just pay it cash right out of your savings account. Be done with it. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And guys, again, not blowing my horn or anything like that, but I just wanted to share with you guys the way that we did it to get out of debt. Okay, get out of credit card debt. All right? And that's what you do. You take your lowest card and pay as much as you can on it. Pay the minimum balances on these others. But chop at that lowest balance till you get it done. The reason you go after the lowest balance is because that's a payment that you can free up quickly. Okay? That's going to be your quickest payment that you can get to free up, to get that balance paid off. That's why you go from the lowest to the highest. Then you take the money that you've been paying on your lowest credit card, that you've paid off now, you take that money that you've been paying every month and add it to the money you're paying every month on your next lowest credit card. Add those together, and you get that balance paid off quick. And you do it on down through there until you get everything paid off. Be disciplined with that. If you're disciplined with that, if you can discipline yourself to do that, you'll be a much better person, and you'll be able to do anything that you want with the money that you make. Hey, I got about a minute and a half left in the show, guys. Thank you for tuning in, and I appreciate everyone. And again, I had a great time last night with all my classmates. Thank you guys for listening. Take care of yourselves, and we'll see you in about, well, I won't be here tomorrow. I'll be back Monday, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care, guys. Great weekend. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.